This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow last evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building of Jayaprakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bihta. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of new civil enclave of Bihta Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Bihar Governor Arif Mohammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu were also present at the inaugural function. Today, on the last leg of Bihar visit, Mr. Modi will visit Bikramganj in Rohtas district. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone for and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of developing the country's agriculture sector as a key step towards making India a developed nation. In a video message on a social media account at the launch of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Odisha, he stated that the central government is addressing various agriculture-related issues, including ensuring fair prices for farmers' produce and strengthening the agricultural economy.
Ek ahem vishay kisanon ko aay ke atirikt sadhan muhayya karane ka bhi hai. Kheton ki jo med hai us par solar paneling ka kaam ho. देश में जो स्विफ्ट रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है, मधुमक्खी पालने वाले किसानों को लाभ हो रहा है, उससे ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसान कैसे जुड़े, खेत से निकले जिन अवशेषों को कचरा कहकर फेंक दिया जाता है, उससे कैसे एनर्जी बनाए, वेस्ट टू वेल्थ क्रिएट कैसे करें.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar stated that the relationship between India and New Zealand is expanding across various sectors. He made these remarks during a meeting with New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the success of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's recent visit to India, during which both nations initiated free trade agreement FTA negotiations and signed several agreements. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused Congress of misleading farmers regarding the minimum support price, MSP. Hitting out of the party, the senior BJP leader claimed that during the Congress rule, the MSP for all crops is only nominally higher than the input costs, while the BJP government has implemented a historic rise in the MSP. He asserted that the government is strengthening the entire system of remuneration for farmers, including MSP. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma held a series of high-level meetings to review ongoing welfare schemes and finalize new initiatives targeting the state's most vulnerable populations. On social media, he announced updates across the key sectors, including financial aid, education, infrastructure and fuel subsidies. A key highlight was the planned expansion of the Arunodaya 3.0 scheme, which will add 37 lakh new beneficiaries. Under Arunodaya, direct financial assistance is provided to women in selected categories. In Bihar, four persons were killed while four others sustained critical injuries when a speeding three-wheeler collided with a parked truck in East Champaran district yesterday. The fatal accident occurred on National Highway 27 near the Mewat Line Hotel under the jurisdiction of the Dumaria Ghat Police Station. The deceased belonged to the same family and the residents of Mohammadpur and Bara villages. Prasar Bharati shared audio visuals for broadcast and dissemination. PB Shabd has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed into the final of the tournament after beating table topper Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier at Mulanpur, Chandigarh last night. Chasing a modest victory target of 102 runs, Bengaluru made 106 runs with a loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs with the help of Philip Salt's 56 runs. After the first qualifier, all eyes will be on the eliminator where 4th-placed Mumbai Indians will face 3rd-placed Gujarat Titans today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.